From KCUR, I'm Steve Kraske, and this is Up to Date. It's summertime, which means time at the pool, with the kids out of school and running around like crazy. By the end of the day, though, you're ready to relax, and today we've got just the thing for you. This hour, we're talking about the best sounds in the music world so far this year. Our experts are looking at local talent springing from Lawrence, Kirksville, and Kansas City, but we'll also cast a wider net. Join us as we explore the latest sounds of Tulsa, Des Moines, and even New Zealand. We'll get your playlist up to date after this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. 2014 is, if you can believe it, something like 85 hours from its halfway point. So time is slipping by and so much good music is being created. If you're like me, it's tougher to keep up. So today, we're going to help you do just that. We'll survey some of the best music from some good tunes coming out of Kansas City, all the way to good music coming from really anywhere on the globe. Our tour guides today are Bill Brownlee. He's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. That's Kansas City's authoritative jazz blog. And Bill, nice to have you.
So glad to be back, Steve.
Chris Agarian is with Inc. Magazine, and he is co-founder of the Middle of the Map Fest. And Chris, nice to have you too. Welcome.
Always nice to be here. Thank you.
Hannah Copeland is a senior at UMKC, where she is the president of Sonic Posse. That's a student music collective. Hannah also happens to be a summer intern here at Up to Date. And Hannah, good to have you too. Good morning.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Well, Chris, a good year so far. What are you seeing out there?
I'm having a great year. We were talking a little bit before we all walked in here about some of our highlights of the year. And one of the things we mentioned briefly that we were all still floating from was the Folk Alliance, which came to Kansas City this year back in February and brought 300 acts from all around the world to the Crown Center, the Westin, and the Sheraton area. And, you know, amazing amount of music, so much music filled into 4 days, and just amazing memories from that, and already looking forward to and getting ready to start working on this coming February.
Yeah, your host is flogging himself daily for not attending that fest.
We'll
too
get
much
you
going
down there
on this
time.
Year. Bill, what kind of year are you having music-wise so far?
It's just an embarrassment of riches, Steve. There's, you know, you just have to pick your spots any given night. You know, Chris goes out more than I do, and I go out a lot. You know, last
yes,
night
you do.
I chose to see Matt Otto play at the Westport Coffee House, but there were 5 other things that I would have loved to have done last night as well.
Yeah. Hannah, how are you seeing 2014 so far?
It's been, I work days and nights, so it's a little bit hard to go out, but my favorite concert I've seen this far was I saw Diana Ross with my mom, and that was amazing.
Really?
Absolutely amazing. I was worried I wouldn't know it all, but I actually knew every song by heart. Like, wow. It's just ingrained in my brain somehow.
Stop in the name
up.
Of love, baby. Just
exactly.
Stop.
Yeah. I've also been making some music in my free time, and it's just, it's been a good year so far.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, as we get ready to start the second half of the year, and we're going to talk about all kinds of music here, both locally and internationally, I mean, what's coming up in live music that you guys have on your radar screens, Bill Brownlee? What are you looking forward to?
Well, tomorrow night I'll be at the Tech N9ne concert at the Midland.
You're a big fan.
I love Tech N9ne, and this is a big week for Tech N9ne. He was on Jimmy Kimmel's nationally televised show this week. I think that's the first time a Kansas City-based artist has been on one of those late-night shows in some time.
Yeah.
Tech N9ne Saturday, and I'll follow that up Monday with Francois Rabat, the French bass player at Park University.
What time is that? In the evening?
I'm assuming 7 p.m.
Yeah. Chris, what's coming up in your world?
This weekend is Lawrence Field Day Fest. It's happening down in Lawrence. There's 20-plus bands. $12 gets you in to the jackpot and also to the bottleneck. And a lot of great Lawrence and Kansas City bands coming out, and it goes late. Starts early and goes late. So if you look up lawrencefielddayfest.com, you can read about it.
Yeah, you should post your own personal music tour schedule that nightly, where you go, because it's amazing how often you're out.
I try and do it monthly. That's a lot of work to begin with. A nightly one would be something.
Yeah, Hannah, what's coming up for you?
Tomorrow night at the Jackpot in Lawrence, the Quivers are playing at 8:30. They're a KC Mo band, a soul Motown band, and you'll hear a clip from them later, probably later in the hour.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that.
They're part of Lawrence Field Day Fest.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's talk about some local regional artists to begin with here, and then we'll move on later on and sort of broaden our horizons a little bit. Bill Brownlee, you want to speak about the great Everett Devan here in Kansas City.
Yes. Everett's a B3 organist. He's been playing in Kansas City for decades.
Long time.
He had a big health scare a few months ago that delayed his new album, but he's back, he's recovered, and tonight at the Blue Room is his album release party for the new album, which is called For the Love of You, named after the Isley Brothers song, and that's the selection I have selected to play right now.
The title track.
The title track.
Is classic Everett Devan, isn't it?
Sounds just like him.
Yeah, that's our guy. Okay. Big CD release party tonight at the Blue Room, you're saying?
That's correct. Tonight at the Blue Room.
Hannah Copeland, let's move on to Tom Sauk.
Tom Sauk is my regional pick. They are an alternative folk Americana band. They're based out of Kirksville, Missouri. Yes. I think the most amazing part about this band is that actually none of the members live in the same city. They all live in different towns in Missouri, but they all met in Kirksville. So I picked it because they have a lot of intricate lyrics and layers. They mix Americana folk sounds with modern ambient layers of vocals and different effects. And they just kind of evoke a lot of emotion with their lyrics and their sound.
Let's listen to Tom Sauk.
We're listening to the sound. I was heading to the battle, you were singing that old war hymn. How could you have let him bite you? You and I were barely strangers. I was living just to spite you, you and I were so cross for a while. I was higher than the channel and I were friendly holding. Lapping up my wrist to buy me in the grass where my head lie me. I was turning bitter, better underneath those starlight pines. I said it could get no stranger, give me what you got, I'll give you the ride.
I like Tom Sauk. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me wonder how, you know, local bands, how can they break out short of, you know, moving to L.A. or Nashville or some of the music centers of the world, New York? I mean, how does a group like that sort of go beyond? Can they?
You gotta work really hard and also get lucky.
Yeah, that's what it takes, right?
It takes connections, and a lot of times you can break out with a YouTube video if you have a really good music video to pair with your song, if it hits people in a meaningful way.
My son says the same thing. Video's where it's got to be these days. Yeah. That's Tom Sauk. That track was Barely, right? They're from Kirksville, Missouri.
And their album's called Harbor.
Harbor. All right. Chris Agarian, let's go back to a group you talk about regularly when you come in here. You've turned me on to them. Cowboy
Great.
Indian Bear.
Yeah, Cowboy Indian Great Bear group. Is a five-piece from Lawrence, and they're part of the event I mentioned, Lawrence Field Day Fest. They'll be playing over there tomorrow night. And they just put out this EP called Van Deventer, and it was sort of a love fest to their band van, which died. And if you listen to the lyrics,
they always do.
They're supposed to be about the van, but you could apply it to any sort of lost love relationship or anything like that. It's a great EP, and this is the first track off of it. It's called Figure. And it hit me really hard. It's just a great song, and the music in it is great, as well as the lyrics, the story it tells.
Let's check it out. Cowboy Indian Bear. That track is titled Figure from Chris Hagarian here. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up To Date. We're talking about the best new music of 2014, just doing a quick survey with some great surveyors and purveyors of the music here. Bill Brownlee, Chris Hagarian, Hannah Copeland here. Bill Brownlee, let's go to the great Kelly Hunt. And you're very high on this album, by the way.
Yes, our new album is titled Beautiful Bones. It is typical of what Kelly Hunt's been doing out of her base in Kansas for decades, once again. She's sort of like the Kansas version of Dr. John. And on the song I've selected...
If there could be such a thing.
Why not?
Yeah.
On the song I've selected, she outdoes John Hiatt at his own game.
Okay, this is Let It Rain, right?
Yes.
You felt broken all along. Your failures cut you to the bone. But listen, listen to me. You think you have nothing, nothing to give. The well is empty. No reason to live, but you have everything, everything you need.
Wow, very nice. Kelly Hunt.
She will perform a free concert at Johnson County Community College on August 22nd.
Wow. Boy, that sounds great, doesn't it? Just very, very impressive. Hannah Copeland, you want to talk about a group called Lion. Why would you want to do that?
Lion? Lion is a DJ. His name is actually Brian Rogers. He works by himself, mostly. He's an instrumental electronic hip-hop artist from Lawrence, Kansas. And he's actually the drummer in Forrester, which is a band we're going to talk about later. And he's been making electronic music since 2010. I really like his stuff because it stands out among different electronic artists because it really ebbs and flows in unpredictable ways, which a lot of electronic music can be pretty predictable with simple six-bar phrases and pounding basses. But he really adds in a lot of layers and just a lot of intricacies that makes it really good to listen to.
And this track is Mothball, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if that track, someone's interested in that track, how can they get it if the album's not coming out until later on this year?
Yes, the best way to do it is to go to soundcloud.com/TheRealLion.
Okay, soundcloud.com/TheRealLion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy, our listeners can tweet us their choices, their picks of the best music so far in 2014. Drop us a tweet at KCUR up to date, and we'll get them up here as we go along our show here today. Chris Agarian, Your Friend is the group.
Yeah, the name of the band is Your Friend, and her name is Taryn Miller. And what you were just saying about how you break out and get lucky or have connections, this might be a really good example of that, where Taryn Miller works at the Love Garden in Lawrence, which is owned by Kelly Corcoran, who has connections to what we've done here with Laura Larson's involvement, doing all the Best Of recaps.
And she's terrific,
Kelly knows a lot of people, and I imagine he helped pull off a lot of this for her. And Taryn's had a lot of success, and she was recently signed to Domino Records, which is home to some huge bands like Arctic Monkeys and Animal Collective. And she just got tapped. She's going out with Courtney Barnett on a few dates, and that's a name making a lot of waves early in 2014. And touring the country a little bit. She'll be back in Lawrence on August 8th at the Granada. And it's a really beautiful sound coming out of a really unsuspecting package. And one of her shows back in May was one of my favorite shows of the year so far down at the Granada. But it's just beautiful music. This song we're going to hear is called Tame One from her EP called Jekyll and Hyde.
Here's Your Friend.
Sister hasn't phoned yet. Are you bothered sick? It's awful like a full plate. Are you sorry yet?
That's the group, Your Friend, the artist, Taryn Miller. And you know the scary thing, Bill? I like all of it. This is just terrific stuff. There's so much great music out there. Where are these people making it? It's just incredible. You know? You can't believe it.
Well, your friend may be the most fashionable artist in the Midwest, or maybe even the country right now. But what I've picked to play next is probably the least trendy artist in America. And that's one reason I love them. They're called Phil Neal and the Warnells. They're guys a little bit older than your average rock and rollers, but the new album Lifeline is another release of just basic, no-frills rock and roll. And, you know, Tom Petty's coming to the Sprint Center in a few months, and that'll be wonderful. But in some ways, I'd rather see Phil Neal and the Warnells at the record bar.
This track, Dancing in the Corner.
It took so long to find out. Had to wade through my self-doubt. There's no more crying. There's no more tears. That's my girl standing right over.
That's Phil Neal and the Warnells. I like them too. That was terrific. There's a Tom Petty thing going on.
They'll be at Danny's Bar and Grill on July 5th with the Pedal Jets.
Okay. A complete list of all of our panel's picks. If we're going too quickly, you missed a name, we'll have them up on our website, kcur.org, this afternoon. And by all means, poke us your tweets. Tweet us your picks of the best music so far in 2014. Just do it at KCUR up to date on Twitter. We'll get them up here this afternoon. Hannah Copeland, let's move on to the Black Daniels and the Bears.
Yeah, Black Daniels and the Bears is a band, again, from Kirksville, Missouri. They just released an album a few months ago.
You're high on Kirksville, Missouri.
I know,
these days.
I really
and Kirksville, Missouri, my son and I looked at the school up there, great school. Man, it is in the middle of nowhere up there. You got to go a long way to get to Kirksville, Missouri.
Yeah. Well, they do tours, so just wait for it.
They make a lot of good music in Kirksville because there isn't much else going on up
there. Yeah, there is. There's a surprising amount going on for considering no one's there.
Yeah.
So Black Daniels and the Bears, they just recently released an album, Copacetic. This song is called You Might Be High. I really like them. They're a hard band not to love live. They put on alternative bluegrass country blues, and it's amazing live.
Let's check them out.
Lord knows you might be high. I said, Lord knows you might be high. I said, Lord knows you might be. If the sun has kissed your eyes, Lord, your mouth is dry. If the shades are your disguise, yeah, Lord knows you might be high. I said, Lord knows you might be high. I said, Lord knows, Lord knows you might be.
That's Black Daniels and the Bears. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Chris Aguirre, you just were saying during the
Yeah, I've known Bill Brownlee for 8 years, and I'm going to take this opportunity to correct him. that Tom Petty show that he just announced was actually canceled. So
why was it canceled?
They said a date conflict. They canceled that one, and I think the show after that, which was maybe at Red Rocks, which I don't know what they're doing. But it was supposed to be late September, but got canceled. So
maybe
no
Phil Neal and the Warnels scared him right out of town.
Yeah, just go out and see him.
Just scared him right out of here.
Yeah.
Chris, talk to us about Forrester.
Hannah mentioned them earlier, and the band Lion is the drummer from Forrester. And I saw Forrester with Cowboy Indian Bear back in December, and instantly blown away. And a lot of it was because of the drummer. And it's instrumental, driving, ambient rock. And if you're a fan of Lawrence Natives, the Appleseed cast, or if you're fans of the television show Friday Night Lights, which was scored by Explosions in the Sky, this is a band to check out from Lawrence, and they put out a four-track EP this spring, and I can't stop listening to it, and I can't say enough good things about them. But the song we're going to hear is 8 minutes long. I imagine we'll hear about 90 seconds of it, but it's called Anywhere But Here, and here it is.
This is Forrester. Chris Aguirre's words, that's driving ambient instrumental rock from Forrester. Great pick, Chris. Such interesting stuff. Bill Brownlee, Diverse.
Yes, you're a big fan of
Diverse.
I know, yeah. Steve. Young Kansas City-based jazz band released their second album a few weeks ago. It was recorded in Paris. It's a terrific showcase for trumpeter Herman Mahari and bassist Ben Lifer.
Herman was in here talking about it, yeah.
And, drummer Ryan Lee. This track I've selected is atypical, but something I like. It showcases the band's rhythmic gift and Herman's trumpet playing.
Okay, here's Diverse, this track, Motherland. Thank you. That's the verse. Herman Mahari on trumpet there, Ryan Lee on drums, and was it Ben Leifer on bass?
That's correct.
Yeah, I got it all. How's that? Hannah, let's round out this first half by talking about the group, the Quivers. We're talking about local groups in the Kansas City metro, Missouri, Kansas. Let's round it out with the Quivers.
The Quivers is from a band from Kansas City, Missouri. They just released an album called Hot Young Mess on March 14th, 2014. The song I'm going to play is called Guaranteed. They're a garage soul rock band, self-described as that. I think this album, it just has a lot of flow from one song to the next. Most of the tracks are upbeat and danceable, and you get a lot of bang for your buck. It's a 16-song album, which is pretty impressive because albums seem to just get shorter and shorter these days.
It's a lot of bang for your buck if it's a garage soul rock band. That's a whole lot of music genres wrapped up in one. Here's the Quivers. Guaranteed from the Quivers, guaranteed to enjoy it. That just sounds great. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll expand our horizons. We'll look at music from all across the country, all across the globe for that matter. Again, with our great critics here, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian, and Hannah Copeland. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. This hour, we're talking about the best new music of 2014. Again, our guides today, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian, Hannah Copeland. Bill Brownlee, let's move on to some national world selections. You want to talk about Da Cruz.
You know, I'm a basketball fan, Steve, but I heard there's something going on in Brazil right now.
Yeah, there's something going on.
And most North Americans think of Brazilian music as something that happened in the 50s and 60s and 70s, but the fact is that it's just as vital now musically in Brazil as it ever has been. And there's a woman named Mariana Da Cruz that performs with a Swiss-based band. The new album is called Disco e Progresso, and it shows what's happening now. It's kind of a Daft Punk-style electronic dance music, but with elements of the indigenous Brazilian sound.
Okay, let's check out Da Cruz. How did you come across that? How do you find stuff like this?
It's this, you know, internet thing is working out for us music lovers.
You just keep cruising around, eh?
Yeah, and you know, if you like Brazilian music, you know, one thing leads to the next, and discovery is half the fun.
Lots of listeners writing in with their recommendations, their offerings for best music, best new music of 2014. Cody offered these tracks, Tune Yards, Nicky Knack is incredible, he writes. Mac DeMarco's Salad Days is really easy summer listening. And Gabby from Kansas City writes, loving the album American Heroine by KC Local, the V-Tran Band. You know the V-Tran Band, Chris.
Yeah, V-Tran. He was at Record Bar last night, and he's a great guy, and that's a great album. I think that album came out late last year. American Heroine, recorded right here in Kansas City at Element Studios with Joel Nano. So it's good stuff.
Hannah, let's move on to Fantagram and We'll Fall in Love. That's a track we're going to hear with the group Fantagram.
Fantagram just released their album called Voices this year. I define this genre as electronic dance pop. They're a girl guy duo from Greenwich, New York. They formed back in 2007, changed their name a couple times, and they're back making music. I really like this album. It's really engaging and rhythmic. It just keeps you lingering for whatever comes next. This track is called Fall in Love.
And we'll find out how engaging it is right now. That's Fantagram. We'll have a list of all the music we're playing up on our website later on today, kcur.org. Jen tweeted us this. She's a Keeper is a great KC-based young folk rock band. They've played at Southwest, Knuckleheads, everywhere else. She's a Keeper, Chris?
Great kids. They've been in the studio. A couple of them are out of the country right now, and their new album should be coming out probably in October. Again, back to Element Studios with Joel Nanos.
I love it when you call players kids. Imagine how it makes me feel when you're calling them kids.
They're my age.
They're your
by
age.
The way.
And Hannah's a kid. That's what they're it's all like. 21 years old.
They're all 21 years old. Yeah. Okay. Chris Agarian, let's move on to St. Vincent.
Yeah, well, I was going to say to Hannah's selection, the Fantagram. It's one of my favorites. And then St. Vincent was actually, me and Bill both shared this. This album's both it's on both of our favorites of the year so far list. But St. Vincent is Annie Clark, and she's coming back to town. She'll be here on December 21st at the Sprint Center, opening up for the Black Keys. And, you know, every album she puts out is amazing, and lately they've been changing a lot. Last year she spent a lot of time running around the country with David Byrne touring on their album Love This Giant. And the show at Crossroads last July 12th, it's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Wow.
And
wow.
Unbelievable set. And so she's coming back to Sprint Center. And what I like about what she's doing, she's played the Record Bar, she played the Bottleneck, she played Liberty Hall, she played Crossroads, and now she's going to open at the Sprint Center. And so often anymore, a band just ends up at the Sprint Center. And they haven't paid their dues, so to speak. And, you know, she's from Oklahoma, lived in Dallas, and her sister went to KU. And so she spent a lot of time in this area. And I like that the progression that we're seeing, the steps being taken. And it's a great album. There's a couple singles from this album out there floating around, but I didn't want to play one of those. So we're going to play the song Regret.
Okay, from St. Vincent.
Morning, bright windows open, let in what's so terrifying. Summer is as faded as a long cicada call. Memories so bright I got a squint just to recall. Regret the words I've bitten.
That's Regret from St. Vincent. Another pick from one of our listeners writing in at KCUR Up to Date. Your correspondent should play some Middle Twin on today's show. They're building a following in Kansas City and Lawrence. Hannah, you recognize them?
Yeah, I've heard of Middle Twin. I've heard really amazing things about them.
Chris?
Great guys. They just changed up a little bit. They scaled down from a five-piece to a three-piece, and they're in the studio, and Demi's got a great voice and doing cool things.
there anything you don't know about the local music scene, Chris? I'm looking for a hole here in the knowledge, but I'm not.
There's some holes. Apparently, I don't know Kirksville music.
Yeah.
I do. Don't worry.
We've got a new Kirksville correspondent. So.
Yeah. Bill Brownlee, let's move on to Kalis.
Kalis, Steve, is known for two things. One is her turbulent former marriage to the rapper Nas, and also for her 2003 hit Milkshake, a really lurid song that I'm sure is in your rotation. But it's not fair, because her new album called Food is easily, in my opinion, the best soul album of the year. The song I've selected to play is called Hooch.
Hooch, here we go. That's Kalis, the track Hooch from the album Food. Kalis, Hooch, and Food.
How about that?
Yeah, single words for all of them. Okay, Hannah Copeland, let's go to Des Moines and a group up there, the River Monks.
The River Monks are from Des Moines. On their website, it's said that they really represent Iowa with their music, which I agree with that. It just, their music sounds like Iowa. If that makes sense to you, then you'll get it. I describe the music as neo-folk. And they describe their music. They have a lot of whispering, sweeping five-part harmonies, a lot of different instruments. It was hard for me to pick a track off of this album because it was all so different and intricate. The album is called Home is the House. The track I picked is Beasts. And Iowa holds a special place in my heart, and so do the River Monks.
Here we go. I like the River Monks. There's all kinds of different influences in that sound, isn't there?
Yeah.
Lots of stuff there. Listeners are chiming in at KCUR up to date. Kathy writes this: how about St. Paul and the Broken Bones, who played at the Record Bar? They're from Birmingham. Oh, so good, with an Otis Redding flair. Bill, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, they're a blue-eyed soul band, and their new album is excellent. If anyone likes Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, St. Paul and the Broken Bones have that down.
I went into that show totally blind, and it's in my top 10 shows of the year so far.
Okay.
Unbelievable show. The guy's got a voice that is unbelievable.
Oh, great pick from Kathy there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date. We're talking about the best music of 2014. Chris Agarian, let's go to Sylvan Esso from Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, Sylvan Esso is it's a duo, and synth pop would be the best way to put it out there. And they hit my radar before South By. And South By gets sort of a bad rap anymore, that, you know, it used to be this place where you'd go to break a band, and it's hard to do anymore because there's 2,000 bands there. But they went to South By, they played like 10 gigs, and it worked. They caught on, and they're building some traction, and they're going out actually with Toon Yards, who somebody wrote in and said was one of their favorite albums on your Twitter. But I really like the music. It's happy synth pop. And I'd love it if we could get him to come through Kansas City sometime. But the song we're going to hear is called Play It Right from their self-titled debut album, Sylvan Esso.
Interesting sounds from Sylvan Esso. You know, if somebody asked you, Bill Brownlee, is music, this is a crazy question, is music today in general better than 5 or 10 years ago? Are you seeing more varied, better, or can you go that way?
I'll say yes.
Boy, it sounds, just based on what I'm hearing today, the answer's yes. Yeah. Does it seem like it?
Yeah, because, you know, everyone has instant access to all the sounds that have ever been made, I think that allows people, whether they're in Kirksville, Missouri, or London, to make more interesting music. They've, you know, they can be inspired so many different ways.
Yeah. Let's move on to a woman, Zara McFarlane.
Yes.
It's a she?
It's a she. She is unheralded, based in London. She just released her second album, and it's Invisible Over Here. But even so, this song, Open Heart, is the most exquisite, loveliest thing I've heard in 2014. I don't know if it's jazz or pop or folk music, but the listeners can decide for themselves.
Zara McFarlane, this is the album If I Knew, If You Knew Her.
Dear Dad, tell me what to do. Once I had lost you, now nothing's left for me. Now this ride has come through. So I guess I'll just sit back. Watch this blazing view and open heart is both a lock and key and open heart is both a lock and key.
That's Zara McFarlane, that album, If You Knew Her, the track, Open Heart, one of Bill Brownlee's picks here as we review the best music so far from 2014. Hannah Copeland, let's move on to Hozier.
Hozier is a 24-year-old man from Ireland. He has released 2 EPs, I believe, so far. This year he released a song, an EP called From Eden. We're going to play the title track from that. Hozier, I've picked him because he has a lot of depth in his music for such a young artist. His songs flow really well from one to the other, and he writes about everything from pop love songs to arson to heroin and rape culture. He just speaks a lot about tough issues for such a young person in his music. He just has very powerful music to be heard. And this track is called From Eden.
Think about you. Something so magic about. Don't you agree? Tide side, no.
That's Hozier from the EP Eden. Brian tweeted us this: Mental High Music Group needs a shout out, giving young Kansas City hip hop artists a voice. That's Mental High Music Group from Brian and Chris Agarian. You have the option, the choice of going with the last selection for today. We've got a minute and a half left, so you better go with one.
My last selection is from a band from Auckland, New Zealand. It's a brother and sister duo. They play under the name Broods. And they put out an EP back in February, and every song on this EP is great. There's a single floating around out there on radio, and I picked a different song than that, but they're going to be back here September 5th playing out at Sporting Kansas City on a really large bill. And it's really good dream pop music, the stuff that I love to listen to and hide from the world in my headphones in. And the song we're going to hear is called Coattails from the Broods EP.
I can't remember and I can't concentrate, but I can take a note to burn me. A hit between the eyes, and our souls are meant to be sold, and if hands are only to hold, then I can't do what I'm told. So we'll ride the coattails to the finish line. I don't hear those church bells chime anymore, 'cause I'm in love with this.
What a great way to spend an hour. We'll have a list of all the music we played today up on our website, kcur.org. And I want to thank Chris Agarian, Hannah Copeland, Bill Brownlee. What a great tour de force of all kinds of great music today. Sure appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.